WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The governing body at Virginia's largest public university puts a stop to the kind of faculty hiring agreements recently discovered with the Koch Foundation. A new study finds that most defendants go into Virginia's general district courts without a lawyer, and they usually lose. And a decade after the Great Recession, one economic indicator is still lagging behind. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, May 7th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
The Faculty Senate at George Mason University has passed a resolution calling for a moratorium on certain kinds of donor agreements in the wake of revelations that the school gave the conservative Charles Koch Foundation a say in the hiring and firing of professors in exchange for millions of dollars. The University Senate held a special meeting Friday to address concerns about academic integrity raised after the school released details of some of its agreements with the Koch Foundation. President Angel Cabrera has acknowledged some of these deals fell short of standards for academic independence. The Senate tabled some harsher measures, including one that would have censured administration members who entered into those agreements. Mason receives tens of millions of dollars annually from the Koch Foundation. Also, a new study shows that just 1% of more than 500,000 civil cases handled in Virginia's general district courts each year have lawyers representing people on both sides. The study found that plaintiffs are represented by lawyers in more than half the cases, while defendants are represented in very few. Plaintiffs with lawyers won 60% of the cases when the defendant did not have a lawyer. Plaintiffs won just 20% of the cases when both parties had lawyers. The study also showed that where poverty rates are high, so too is the rate of litigants who don't have lawyers. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the study was conducted by the National Center for State Courts. It reviewed Virginia court data from April 2015 through March 2016. The U.S. Department of Education has approved Virginia's plan for the replacement of the No Child Left Behind Act. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos announced the plan's approval last week under the Every Student Succeeds Act. The act is a 2015 federal law that allows the government to financially support national and local education goals. It has several requirements, including a mandate that schools offer college and career counseling. The act allows each state to create its own plan to address low-performing schools. Virginia's plan requires schools to provide comprehensive support and improvement when school-wide test scores don't meet benchmarks. It also says that Virginia will decide school quality using chronic absenteeism and standards of accreditation ratings. The plan is expected to be implemented next fall. Finally, the Great Recession is long gone and the economy is making a comeback, but as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, one economic indicator is still lagging behind.
Building permits spiked during the go-go years of the early 2000s, peaking in 2004. Then the bottom fell out and new building permits in Virginia were slashed in half. They've recovered a bit since then, but the numbers have essentially been flat since 2013. Andrew Clark at the Home Builders Association of Virginia says the housing industry never really recovered from the global financial crisis.
When a lot of folks see the monthly reports on permits and housing starts, and sometimes in some months it's generally positive, they think, okay, well, the industry's coming back and we must be really hitting the peak on housing production, but it hasn't been the case.
Terry Clower at George Mason University says it's a story that's unfolding in different ways in different parts of Virginia.
Our areas that are growing in population, like Northern Virginia and Richmond, we're not seeing that the building permits are keeping up with the demand for new housing. So the problem that we have about housing shortages and how that affects housing affordability are continuing to be a problem and will be a problem for some period of time.
He also says that some local governments have been reluctant to issue new permits because they can't afford the police protection in the new schools that would be needed once people move in. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Monday.